From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group is describing the killers in the California massacre as supporters of the organization. The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast Saturday, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. FBI is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple responsible for the attack at a social services office committed an act of terrorism. Authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State on social media, but she's not been directly linked to IS. And the FBI says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, to a terrorist group. But investigators are still not sure if the couple acted on their own or on the instructions of an unknown group. In his weekly broadcast address Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on the investigation.
We're also learning more about the killers, and we're working to get a full picture of their motives, why they committed these revolting acts. It's important to let the investigators do their jobs, and we need to know all the facts. And at my direction, federal law enforcement is helping in every way that they can. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Journalists allowed inside their boarded-up home Friday saw messy rooms, items left on a bed, including a Quran and various items for their six-month-old daughter. Officials attending a UN climate conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to deal with the consequences of rampant emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. This is VOA News. Iraq on Saturday demanded Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. The statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul region for routine training exercises. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the Islamic State held city of Mosul. Islamic State militants may be trying to counter increased pressure from U.S.-backed ground forces and the ongoing coalition air campaign by forcing more children to join their ranks. U.S. officials became the latest to join the chorus of groups accusing the Islamic State of child conscription, saying the terror group recently sunk to new lows. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder said Friday, evidence indicates the conscripts are as young as 10 years old and are used in various capacities, including to fight. Children have long been featured in Islamic State propaganda, sometimes touted as cubs of the caliphate. The state of Texas Friday dropped its legal challenges to the U.S. State Department and the International Rescue Committee over the resettlement of Syrian refugees in the state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the state was satisfied with the federal government's assurances of cooperation and information sharing about refugees who would be sent to the state. Legal experts were not surprised by the move, since the state has no authority over immigration or refugee resettlement. And the federal government has been informing the state about the refugee vetting process and the resettlement program. Speaking to VOA, Michael Olivas, a law professor at the University of Houston, said the federal government has exclusive authority on these matters. As some 300 U.S. soldiers train Ukrainian soldiers at a compound in western Ukraine, the Pentagon is countering reports of old and dilapidated U.S. equipment given to Ukrainian fighters in the country's east. The Pentagon has committed more than $265 million in security assistance to Ukraine since the fighting began. It says U.S. assistance and equipment has made an important impact on operational effectiveness. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis wrote to VOA that the U.S. provides Ukraine with the best possible equipment, taking into account available resources and the urgency with which the items are needed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.